My name is Fazi Mirza. I'm an actor, writer, producer. I made a film that I co-wrote, I star in, I produce called Signature Move. The film is about a Pakistani Muslim lesbian who is taking care of her TV-obsessed mother, who's obsessed with these dramas on television that are sort of like telenovelas, minus the kissing and the cleavage.
Yeah, well, Pakistan.
Yes, exactly. And she's got two secrets from her mother. One is her love or new love obsession with this Mexican-American woman named Alma, and the other is that she's taken up lucha libre style wrestling. So that's the movie. We jokingly, not even jokingly, we like to talk about it as it is a romantic comedy, but it's a romantic comedy meets Muslim melodrama coming of age story.
A potent mix.
Deeply potent. It's very witchy. It's a very witchy little movie.
And I think that right there is the answer to Trump.
Yes.
Sort of talking back, but the importance of arts in general, and even more, they're always important, but now I think more than ever.
Well, so the movie Signature Move wasn't made in reaction to Donald Trump, but it's undeniable that this film is coming out in the festival circuit at a time where Muslims and Mexicans were put in the same sentence by Donald Trump. No one else has done that in our history except for him. And I guess maybe it's a painful but powerful time to be having this kind of movie. But the movie was inspired by actually my relationship with my ex-girlfriend, who's Mexican, and us as a Pakistani and a Mexican, as two brown-skinned women in the city of Chicago, finding such connection across our communities, our culture, our mothers. We both love cilantro. And these seemingly different communities having so much in common. And I think, you know, a lot of people in this day and age are talking about intersectionality. And that is true intersectionality, right? Where you are all these things, not just one thing, you are all these things at the same time, and someone else is all these things at the same time, and we can connect about that. So that's the film. Now, when we think about Donald Trump, I, as an artist, I often think, well, you know, when he had his comments in December 2015 that were deeply anti-Muslim, deeply anti-Mexican, to me, great hate speech, disgusting hate speech, I thought, well, what can a little brown girl like me do? I have limited power, I have limited voice, but what I can do is I can make satire. So my extreme reaction to that was to make a project, a mockumentary called The Muslim Trump. And it's a mockumentary online, MuslimTrump.com. And I thought, well, God, okay, let's rationalize. If we're to actually try to rationalize this man, why does he hate Muslims so much? Why does anyone hate anyone so much? Oh my God, it's probably because he loved a Muslim woman. Oh my God, it's probably because he had a secret Muslim baby. And why else did he build the Taj Mahal Casino, if not for the love of a Muslim woman?
Suddenly it all makes
right?
sense. Yes.
And so that spurred the birth of a character named Aisha Trump, the illegitimate Muslim daughter of Donald Trump. And what was so crazy about that, I made this character, I made this mockumentary with a friend of mine named Sunday, and we put it out on the internet, we got some great press from it, and everybody watched it and said, this is great, this is funny, but he's not going to win the election, so it's dead now. And then he won the election, and now we're here, camps for a possibility, banning Muslims is a thing. So I just feel as though part of what is now, as an artist, as a human, as queer people, I think as queer people, as people who are marginalized, it is our duty and our responsibility to stand up as a collective and say, no, not on my watch, not anymore. And if it took this kind of awful reality for the collective to stand up together, whether it's a very white gay community or Black Lives Matter or Muslim gay people or Muslim straight people coming together and saying, let's band together, the Latinx community, then maybe there's a point and a purpose. But yeah, I truly believe that our power moving forward is our intersectional truth.